Are you really about to go to New York without me?
I told you that you could come. I've got a plus one, and you're the only one I could think of bringing.
You know I can't go. I have to go and talk with the police to, you know, make sure I didn't commit arson, and then I have to talk to the realtor and insurance company. There's no way I'm able to just leave and go to New York.
Yes, babe. I understand that. It's fucking horrible what happened, but I can't just not go to the showcase.
There's nothing you can do? You can't, like, reschedule it or something?
No, Sam, I'm not able to. It's not my showcase. If it was, I'd be able to postpone it, but this is really important. I can't miss it.
Fine.
Fine? Does that mean you-
Yeah. Go have fun in New York. I'll be here. Annoyed. I'll be fine.
Look, I'll buy you a souvenir, okay?
It better be the best damn souvenir ever.
I'll do my best. Love you.
I guess I love you back.
Good. Otherwise, you would have gotten a pretty shit souvenir.
Hey.
Gotta go. Bye.
Are you nervous?
Nah, not at all. My biggest showcase ever, so... Nope, not nervous at all.
It'll be okay. All you gotta do is talk about your art. You know how to do that. All you did this past year was exactly that. Eat, date, and paint.
Hey, come on now. I did more than that.
Oh, did you? I swear you were a mess every single day. Maybe I should call Sam and ask him how you were for this past year.
He'd probably agree with you. I'm still mad.
I thought he couldn't come and knew there was nothing you could do about the showcase.
Doesn't change the fact that he got angry.
It's fine. You did the right thing. This showcase is a huge step for your career, and Sam knows this. Even if you decide not to go to Korea, this will bring in all sorts of new clients for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Speaking of which, what are you going to say to Misty after you have a great showcase?
Oh, I don't know.
You're going to have to, sooner or later.
I know. Trust me. I'd just rather not think about that right now, especially after the fight. Sam's still mad, and I'd like to decide in the right state of mind.
Got it. Well, I would say to take your sweet time, but you can't, so I'll say that you have a few days.
I'll thank you for that, I guess. So, once we arrive, where do we go?
Wait, you don't know? Misty didn't inform you.
No. Why would I be informed? You're the manager. Leon, you really don't know where we're supposed to go. Asshole.
Pow. I'll have to file a lawsuit now. Assault.
Do it.
Maybe I will. You'll never see it coming.
Thanks, Leo.
I didn't do anything.
Sure. Let's go with that.
You ready?
Doesn't really matter now, does it?
Nope. Not at all. Cheer up. It'll be fine.
I know. Just wish that Sam was here.
Okay, we're a little early, so let's go and enjoy ourselves.
I'm not gonna get drunk before my showcase. Don't I have to say a few words before it starts?
You won't get drunk, but you will be drinking. Besides, there's a performer coming. Apparently they're amazing.
Really? Who are they?
I wasn't told a name, just a famous performer will be in attendance.
Interesting. Now I've gotta go watch.
It never stops with you, does it?
Not at all. But you already know this.
Do I?
Well, I hope so.
Okay, the performance is this way.
Lead the way. Whoa, Morgan Taylor. I'm ready for this.
I told you. Aren't you glad I forced you to come?
Yeah. You do good.
Don't be late. In about an hour, you need to go to room 324, give your speech, and answer any questions people have about your pieces.
Yeah, I got it. Look, no more drinking for me. Until after.
Good. I'll see you in an hour, then.
Wait, where are you going?
You're not the only one who's got things on their agenda.
Oh, I see. Well, have fun.
I will.
I really wish Sam was here.
Its own beauty, and only one thing's making me blue. All that they're missing, all that they're missing, what those places are missing is you.
This way, please.
No welcome or anything?
This isn't an interview. You're at a police station. Now follow me.
So, is this really necessary?
Yes. Now, please sit down. Please state your name for the record.
Sam Crow.
Now, do you know why you're here?
Obviously, you're here to see if I'm the one to blame for the accident.
Accident? So you're saying that you didn't cause it?
Obviously not. Why would I do such a thing? I love that fucking place. It was like my child.
If that's so, do you know why this could have happened?
No. If I did, don't you think I would have told you guys? Isn't it your guys' jobs to find out the cause anyway?
I'm asking the questions here.
Well, you're not doing a really good job. I've already detailed what happened. I got back from my vacation early due to getting a call about the bakery.
And you and Aaron Bazile rushed back to the scene.
Yes, that's it. The fire was... it was too much, and we obviously couldn't go inside. The fire department put it out best they could, and once it was deemed safe enough, the two of us and a friend of mine went inside to see if we could salvage anything.
I see. Thank you. You've contacted the inn the two of you were staying at, and your alibi checks out.
Then, am I free to go?
Yes, you are. However, we will contact you if anything else is needed.
Well, you can speak to my lawyer when that time comes. Such an asshole. I know I told him to go, but come on. Hello?
Hey, Sam. How's it going?
Hey, Mark. It's going fine. What are you calling for? Aaron's not with me right now.
Yes, I know. He's got a showcase in New York. I'm surprised you're not with him right now.
Long story.
If you wouldn't mind, you could tell me all about it. I'd just rather not be alone tonight.
Oh, tomorrow's the big surgery, right?
Yeah.
It'll be okay. The doctor said that your odds were good, right?
Well, 60-40. A little better than half, but not by much.
I know I'm not really the one to say this, but luck's on your side, okay? Hey, I'll come by and stay until they kick me out. See you soon.
Thanks for coming, Sam.
Not a problem.
I know we haven't really talked, and it makes sense why. Aaron doesn't... He doesn't really like talking about me. Which is understandable, but...
I can't say that everything will go back to normal. It might not ever go back to normal, but... That shouldn't stop you from trying. Aaron still cares for you.
No, he doesn't. Thanks for the buttering up, but I don't need it. I've taken and will continue to take responsibility for all my past actions.
No, you don't understand. Aaron really does care for you. Even if he doesn't say it much, he really does. When he first found out about the cancer, he was devastated and we had a fight. If Aaron didn't still love you, we wouldn't have fought.
Thank you, Sam. It really does warm my heart to hear you say that. I'm only sorry to hear that you two fought because of me. I don't want to ruin another relationship that my child has.
Mark, seriously, it's fine. I'm mostly over the fight anyway. But I get it. If it was me, I'd be worse off.
You still have both of your parents.
Yes, that's right.
That's good. Real good. Sam, if I don't make it after the surgery...
Stop. Just stop right there. You're going to be just fine. The surgery will be a success, and I'll be here with Aaron talking to you.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, but if I don't make it, I...
Don't worry, Mark.
Okay.
I promise. I'll get Aaron here before the surgery, okay? I've gotta go, but take care of yourself. We'll both see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, Mark. Have a nice night.
You too.
It looks like they're liking it.
Yeah, I'm a bit surprised too. Happy, obviously. I'm very surprised.
I don't see why you're surprised. And this is all you did for the past year.
That's just it. I didn't spend too much time on these paintings. You know me. I at least spend 3 weeks on a single painting, but for this, I couldn't spend as much time.
It doesn't matter since you were going to be here anyway. Misty was surprised you actually got to 50.
Honestly, I'm the same. I didn't think I'd be able to think of enough concepts for each painting.
But you did a fine job. I mean, just look at all of these people and how interested they are.
Come on, I'm supposed to act this way.
Stop doubting yourself.
Hello, Mr. Basil. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing good. What can I help you with?
I was just wondering what your inspiration was for your Sun Tower piece.
Well, my interpretation of this was inspired by a post-America. I'd like to think that in the future we'd be a fully sustainable society.
Oh, wow. That's so inspiring. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hopefully there won't be many who will ask questions.
Nothing we can do if that's the case.
Why, hello, boys. Seems that you two are enjoying yourselves.
Oh, hello, Misty. I'm surprised to see you here tonight. I'd assume that you'd be here tomorrow for the actual showcase.
Oh no, I like being the first one to things. Even though I've already seen it, I like walking around and hearing others' opinions on your presentation.
I'm assuming that only good things are being said?
Yes, and rightfully so. Aaron, you did a wonderful job in this room. I even heard that you decided on the placement of each piece as well?
Yeah, I asked the organizer if that was okay, and she was pretty shocked. She said it was the first time that an artist had asked to do that.
That's how you get people to remember you. So good job. I think we'll get along just fine in the future.
Me as well. Thanks again for this opportunity, Misty.
Don't mention it. I knew you'd do well, and you did. Seems like my intuition is right again.
It seems it has. But truly, thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
So?
So what? What's on your mind?
Have you decided on whether or not you're going to accept her proposal?
I still don't have a clear-cut answer for you. I will just... not now.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to see where your mind was at with things.
Test, test. Okay, good. Now that I've got everyone's attention, I'd like to welcome Aaron Basil to Gladstone. He's the artist that I have chosen to represent Sound Note Productions today. It's his first time here, so can we get a big round of applause for how wonderfully put together this room looks?
Hello, everyone. I'd like to thank you all for the questions and interest you've taken to my art. I'd also like to thank Misty for allowing me this opportunity. Sam, my lovely boyfriend, who unfortunately couldn't make it tonight. Leon, my amazing manager, who puts up with my shit every day. And my father. Thank you.
You okay?
No, not really. Can I get drunk now?
Where do you think we're going?
Okay. Good.
Hey, Dad?
Son, what's wrong? Everything all right?
No, not really.
It's not Aaron, is it? He didn't do it to you. He did, I...
No. It's not Aaron. Well, not really, anyway.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Dad, wait.
Honey?
No, don't call Mom.
It's Sam. Something's happened.
What? Give me the phone. Sammy, baby, are you all right?
Hey, Mom. I'm fine. Just a little tired from things.
Sam, I know you. Now tell me what's wrong, or we'll be on the next flight to Boston.
No, don't do that, please.
Then tell us what's wrong. Don't have us worrying about you all night.
Okay, I'll tell you. I had to go to the police station today.
What? How come?
Well, the bakery burned down this morning.
Oh no. Sam, I'm so sorry. I know how much that bakery meant to you.
I had to talk to the officers since they think it could also be arson.
Arson? Are they out of their damn minds?
Honey, calm down.
No, I will not calm down. They think our son is a criminal. I won't stand for that. He fucking loved that bakery. And for them to think that he would just burn it down?
Dad, it's fine.
No, it's not. What in the name of that precinct? I will give them a piece of my mind.
Dad, stop. It's fine. I talked to them already and cleared it up. And told them about Granny and everything.
Well, where's Aaron? Is he already asleep?
No. He's in New York for a big showcase.
Wait, he left you to deal with the police by yourself? Who the hell kind of boyfriend does that?
It's fine. I told him to go. This showcase is the biggest one of his career, and he couldn't just not go.
Honey, it's okay. Sam's not a child anymore, you know?
I know, but... fine.
Gosh, Dad. You don't have to get worked up for everything, you know?
Yeah. I know, I know.
He just loves you, sweetie. That's all.
I know. Thanks, Dad.
Don't mention it, son. So other than that, everything is fine. Are you okay?
I guess so. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on, just in general. We also had a fight recently.
Everything will work out, Sam. You know, I remember our first 2 years together.
Honey, please, not right now.
Your father had the worst time dealing with your grandparents and rules when it came to seeing me. Most of the time it had to be at church on Sundays. Even if your father didn't like it, he went every Sunday just to sit beside me.
Don't let your mother lie, though. She loved it.
This one time, your father showed up at our house on a Tuesday evening to pick me up. Your grandfather was so annoyed. He decided to sit Donald down and show him the dates of every Sunday for the rest of the year. You want to see my daughter? These are the dates.
Wow. I didn't know that happened.
There's a reason for that.
It's fine, hon. He's certainly old enough.
I know. I know.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
That's what we're here for, sweetie.
I feel a bit better.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to call us more, too.
I know. I will. I promise. Okay?
Okay. We'll let you get some rest. Love you, sweetie.
Love you too, Mom.
Night, son. Get some rest, okay? I love you.
Will do. Love you, Dad. See ya. One more call to make, I guess.
Sam? Is everything all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, I guess. How'd your pre-show go?
It went well. I'm proud, at least. Even if I don't rank too high tomorrow.
Is that why you sound buzzed right now?
Exactly. So, how'd the interrogation go?
More annoying than anything, but it seems that everything's worked out. I still have to talk to the realtor and insurance people tomorrow.
Yeah, that is true. Hopefully, they'll give you some money. Dollar bills.
Well, that's the plan anyway. Also, you're going to be able to be here tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I should be. Might stop a bit after the showcase and then head back. Why?
Really, Aaron? Did you forget? It's your dad's surgery.
Oh shit, that's tomorrow. Did I get my dates mixed up? I thought it was the next day. Fuck. Yeah, obviously I'll be there.
Okay, just making sure. I talked to Mark today too.
Oh, really? You called him?
No, he called me. He didn't want to be alone the day before.
Damn. Yeah, I'll go see him first thing, once I get back. Thanks for seeing him.
It's fine. I enjoyed his company as well.
I love you. Know that?
You better. I'm fucking amazing.
Yeah. Love you. See you tomorrow.
Love you too. See you tomorrow.